This is Bob Burnell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Happy birthday, EAA, the Experimental Aircraft Association, is celebrating 70 years today. The group was founded on January 26, 1953 in Milwaukee, moved on to Rockford, Illinois, and then came to Oshkosh. EAA has better than 250,000 members in over 100 countries around the world. This year's fly-in, by the way, starts July 24th and features already 30 top airshow performers. Foot Locker is closing its Oshkosh call center. The move means 97 people will lose their jobs on May 31st. The company says it's centralizing their operation in Wausau. Meanwhile, the Oshkosh Corporation is now hiring for a Spartanburg, South Carolina plant. It will start production of the new all-electric postal vehicle this summer. The Oshkosh Common Council wants to know whether it has too many citizen boards and commissions. At last check, the city had 23 advisory boards and has trouble finding citizens to serve on them. Council members Lynn Erickson and Bill Miller have agreed to set up another committee to see if there are too many. Grant Furman's trial continues in Winnebago County Court today. Furman is accused of stabbing the Oshkosh West school police officer 3 years ago. He is accused of first-degree attempted murder. The trial is expected to go to the jury in a little better than 2 weeks. Page 2, the Oshkosh School Board has named the new elementary school Menominee. The tribe has agreed to allow the school to use its name. The name was a top vote-getter in an online survey. The board has also agreed to extend the contract of Superintendent Brian Davis for another couple of years and give him a raise. Hopefully he brought donuts to work this morning for everyone to celebrate. Oshkosh Restaurant Week is winding down. The final day is Sunday, the 29th. 33 restaurants are offering special menus this week. All-you-can-eat sushi is coming to Oshkosh. It's opening in the old Primo location on Jackson, and the Water City Pub is taking over Screwball's location on Main Street. Congratulations going out to the Schwab Real Estate Company. They were named the Business of the Year by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce. The Oshkosh Boys and Girls Club was named the Alberta Kimball Award winner for their community work. And Oshkosh native T.J. Rogers was the winner of the Horizon Award. T.J. has several area businesses and now plans to make the former Northwestern building in downtown Oshkosh into a boutique hotel along with a restaurant. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're back again next week. Have a great weekend. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC.